Welcome back to Serenity Speaks, Conversations on Wellness. I'm Cleo, your guide on this journey toward holistic well-being. Today we'll be exploring the intersections of Western medicine and traditional Ayurvedic medicine. We have the honour of sitting down with Dr. Ashok from Dr. Ashok's Clinics here in Birmingham and West Bromwich. Dr. Ashok is a seasoned expert practitioner and a consummate professional in the integration of Western medicine and traditional Ayurveda. Together, we'll unravel the intricacies of this harmonious approach to healing, where patients are empowered to embrace the best of both worlds. So, sit back, relax, and open your mind to the possibilities of integrative medicine.
Thank you very much for you visiting our clinics today. I'm an Ayurvedic medicine practitioner and I'm qualified in 2000, nearly 24 years ago. I started practicing in Birmingham in 2005 with the hope and with the vision of bringing alternative medicines, basically what in the Western world say alternative medicines, but from my point of view that was the actually primary system of medicines, because it is existing from thousands of years to the West. And actually to make people understand, specifically the medical fraternities, that the herbal system of medicine is just not the medicine of cough and cold. I actually had a vision to treat congestive cardiac failures, to psoriasis, to psoriatic arthritis, to rheumatoid arthritis, to diabetes management, to ADSD, to dementia. You know, you take the name of the chronic, you know, disease care, which is the biggest, I can say, the stress on the national healthcare systems today, to be addressed with herbal system of medicine effectively. So with that vision, we started practice. At the moment, we have two practice. One is in West Bromwich and another is in Edgebest.
That's amazing. So are you saying, so any chronic illness that somebody may have can be treated through these herbal medicines? Would you say that's alongside, so let's say I came and I said that I feel like I've got arthritis, and you agree and you say, yeah, these are the signs of arthritis, you have arthritis. Would you recommend I take the herbal medicines, you know, once you've had the consultation? Or would you say, you know, like you were saying, that's your main medicine?
It's a very good question to be, because this is the very common questions we face. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and that is also the misunderstanding in Western medicine fraternity about herbal medicine, is that that herbal medicine doesn't cure every illness, first of all. You know, that is a very common, you know, can I get cure for this medicine? Mm-hmm. And herbal medicine doesn't promise the cure for all the illnesses. Now, as a physician, how I look into the cases, suppose you are visiting me, okay, mm-hmm. and you says, okay, fine, you know, I'm having arthritis, or I'm having a diabetes, or yeah. I'm having a congestive cardiac failure. And obviously, most of the cases who are visiting us, they definitely visited their GPs or, you know, their main system of medication here. And they've already been diagnosed and taking medications.
Right, okay.
Now, when they come to us as a Ayurvedic medicine practitioners, I look into it, that what is the best for my patients and what additionally best I can do. See, patients is only going to visit us in two scenario. One thing, either his expectations of outcome with the Western medicine treatment is not, like, he's not getting that, you know, what expectations he have. Mm-hmm. He's not getting meet by Western approach. Or either he just wanted to try something different.
Yeah.
Now, in that perspective, my duty is that to understand what is the best for my patient. So what I look into it, his course of medicine he's taking from his consultant GP. Mm-hmm. Okay. I love to integrate both sides together. You know, that, and I always say, and I'm in the favor of that, the best way forward for disease in the disease care sector is for the patient is to integrate both sides together with a positive interaction and bring the best out of it.
Right.
I give you a very classical example. Okay. Mm-hmm. A if somebody is having arthritis and he is already taking like some disease modifying drugs, like he's taking methotrexate or hydroxychloroquine, and then at the same time he has to take the painkiller like naproxen, okay, just for example, patients don't want to take it. Why? You are more prone to have hepatotoxicity, very very common renal toxicity. You don't want to be, get your like liver failed just to manage your pain. He look for some safer way of alternative medicine. Then where, what we do it here, we don't say to them straight away, stop your methotrexate or stop, no. What we do, let's integrate together to release your pain. So in the first instance, what we do is we manage the pain of the patient. So we, our aim is to be, to avoid the painkillers in the stage one. So we integrate Ayurvedic medicines there. Now we slowly start alternating other course of medicine gently and observe the patient, how the patient is responding. And in that process, imagine if we are able to alternate in the long course of actions with traditional medicine, what we are doing it, I'm not saying traditional medicine doesn't have any side effect, but traditional medicine doesn't have adverse effect like the way the Western medicine and Western molecule can have. So we take the patients in a very safety route and a great comfort. One thing, he's not going to have a gastritis like he's having with Western painkillers. Other thing, he also not need to be worried about his liver that much. He don't need to be worried about his kidney. So the comfort is there when we integrate the traditional medicine. And that's what I always say to people, that specifically the medical fraternities, we need to be open. We should see what is best for the patients.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like something, if I don't know about something, it doesn't mean that is the end of the story. You know, if I don't know about some other thing, it doesn't mean that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
But the patient challenge here, I think, which is again very important to know, that patients been left in dilemma. You know, and I always say as a physician, our responsibility to give them the clarity, to help them to make the better decision and choice. So that's how we integrate the science together. And this is, I'm talking about arthritis. You take type 2 diabetes, you can amazingly manage with alternative, like, you know, Ayurvedic system of medicine. Psoriatic arthritis, psoriasis, I can show you the how the patient's life can be changed. You take the name of the cases, we can show you. Chronic chest infections, patients taking antibiotics every month, sometimes they have to take the course of antibiotics. I can present so many cases, even though if you search on YouTube, you know, Dr. Shok Clinic Bronchiectasis Management, see the story of the patients, how their life can be changed by taking natural medicine. They don't need to take now, you know, antibiotics every month. So it's about integrations and give the best to the patients.
Yeah, to get
so that's
medical.
yes, that's what it is, and that's proved in last 24 years of my practice practically, and nearly 20 years in UK, and more than 25,000 consultations. So it will not happen if patients doesn't get spared.
Yeah, of course. And so was that something you knew at the beginning of your journey that you needed to integrate, or is that just what you're learning as you're going along?
No, basically, in my basic institutional training is in both sciences, okay, in Western medicines and traditional medicines together. And I'm blessed with that I have that great understanding the science together. Then it's about the vision. You know, I always say to people, again, one thing, that before you become a doctor, you need to really understand, are you really can become a doctor?
Yeah.
See, important thing is that, okay? Because when, if your intellectual capacity, your power, we're getting interrupted with certain knowledge, then you're not able to make a decision properly, because your vision can be get interrupted. So I always look science as a tool, okay? Either it's a Western medicine, either it's a traditional medicine. I did not bind myself that, okay, I'm the supporter of traditional medicine and I don't like the Western medicine. No.
Yeah.
I say, I'm an individual being, have understanding of these two tools. Okay.
Yeah.
Then I look into it. What tool and when is best for my patient? If suppose somebody is having a heart attack, I'm not going to give him a traditional medicine. Right? I'm going to say, okay, you're having angina, take Western medicine now. You know, you need to get treated that way. And if somebody is having a congestive cardiac failure anyway, I know I might not able to cover him completely with traditional medicine, but traditional medicine can do wonder. What Western medicine not able to do. So I love to do in integrations, and that is from beginning, not from now. The way I start understanding science, my vision was clear. I said, we have to give to the patients, then integration is the way forward.
Yeah. that's amazing.
So that's how it is.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow here, if you think about one thing, what was happening, I always ask the questions to basically intellectual society, you know, but we talk about evidence-based medicines.
Yeah.
I always believe that traditional medicine have the more evidence than Western medicines, because traditional medicines is trial and trial from thousands of years.
Yeah.
Clinical assessment trial might not be tried in laboratory, okay,
mm-hmm.
but it is trialed medicine,
yeah.
in a way. And it's like in the Western approach, when we create the myths of evidence-based medicine, I said it's fine, but we have to use our knowledge to validate our traditional knowledge in a scientific manner, instead of saying no, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
So that's where the things wrong goes wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, I had a vision to understand both science, integrate them, and get the best out of them.
Well, no, that makes a lot of sense, because it shows that it's not just ignoring the Western side.
No.
When
you
say to bring you them
cannot.
Both together. Yeah.
You cannot. I think that is another thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I recently had a case. Obviously, I cannot give you more details from a hospital in Glasgow, obviously. And their parents consulted me that consultant are done with the case. They don't know what to do much more here anyway. Can we have a secondary opinion in the medicine?
Mm-hmm.
And the outcome is like that. The patient get discharged within 2 weeks from the hospital, taking the best. And I appreciate that consultant reason who given the permissions to try alternative medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Now think about that family life changed.
Mm-hmm.
Their like daughter is at home, you know. See, that's the reason I think as a physician we have to be more like acceptable and more receptive to the science.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and then we can do better. We can do really better.
And would you say that the traditional medicine is that based on, you know, this holistic? Is it everything? So are you looking at everything, or is it of the body or the person?
See, again, this is okay, like, you know, when we talk about holistic things,
mm-hmm.
see, the traditional medicine in the West is not very well developed, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously now there is a lot of fashions going on about this world, holistic medicine, rejuvenating
yeah.
medicine, cleansing, detoxification, you know,
yeah,
all this
yeah.
fashionable world and using by, if you look scenario, sorry, I'm taking your questions a little bit on other side here,
yeah,
but
yeah.
it's very important to understand
mm-hmm.
the picture, the actually complete overview of holistic medicine in the West is not right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what happened is here, somebody used to work at some place, he did not like it, he wanted to have a life change, he became spiritual, he went for meditation, he went for yoga, and he went for 3 months journey, and he became a spiritual master and spiritual healer and emotional healers.
Yeah.
And that's what exactly they made this traditional science bring into that. And you know, this medical society thinking, oh my goodness, it's a magical science of imagination. Okay.
Mm.
I said this is not traditional medicine.
Yeah.
You know, very important thing to understand here. It is not. It is that's what exactly happened in the West.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing happened here with the Ayurvedic system of medicine. I went to follow a physician for 3 months, and he became my guru, and I become his disciple, and then they start practicing Ayurvedic medicine.
Yeah.
That's what this is not Ayurvedic medicine, you know. You has to have a 5.5 years of at least institutional training, then 3 years after that. You know, if you want to do a post-graduation, you need 8.5 years institutional training into it.
Wow.
Anyway, you have to go through all exercise and process. And that is not the end. After that, obviously, you have to go through a rigorous process of learning and understanding it.
Yeah.
So then you develop a vision. And still, I just said it also depends upon every individual being.
Mm-hmm.
What the vision you have for the science. So
yeah.
And how you really want to take it forward.
What do you want to do?
What you want to do it. So the holistic word is absolutely like misinterpreted and used in a different way in the West. Okay, when we talk about traditional medicine, the beauty of traditional medicine is that, see, we always look into the cause of the illness.
Mm-hmm.
One thing, you know, we like try to identify that, okay, if somebody have arthritis, what is the reason? Is generally predispositions, diet, lifestyle, stress, what is the actually cause of this illness? I'm not interested in giving the painkiller to my patient.
Yeah.
In this, like, straight away, take painkiller, you'll be fine. No, my interest will be to identify the cause of it,
yeah.
reverse it and treat it. That is the one prospect, you know, where we work. Another thing is that then we go to the symptomatic approach.
Mm-hmm.
See, in Western medicine, we go direct symptomatic approach. You have pain, I will stop your pain. But how long I can keep on giving you painkillers? The reason is that this painkiller I'm giving to stop the pain will become another disease for the patient.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he will develop gastritis, anemia, so many other problems, toxicity.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So in traditional medicine, that's what we say is the word holistically means that we look into the individual being completely.
Yes.
What is his diet, what is lifestyle, what he does, what is the cause of illness, what is genetic illness. We look into every perspective, consider it, and work along with it. That is the difference. And that bring a very, because you start understanding the, you know, I always say is one thing, it's also very important. Before you treat a disease, you need to understand your patient.
Yeah.
You need to treat the patient, not the disease first.
Right.
If you're really able to understand your patients, you know, then you are easy to manage to treat the disease. Otherwise, you struggle.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, that's again, Ayurveda focus on human body mind relationship,
yeah,
that you really need to understand. Every individual being actually needed different treatment, even though for same illness. That is the uniqueness of, again, Ayurvedic system of medicine. And that's why where you use like this holistic word is being used.
Yeah, yeah. No, well, it makes sense, because I think a lot of people that I speak to, it's not so much that they, it's exactly that, they don't want to keep taking painkillers, because they know that as soon as they stop taking the painkillers, the pain comes back.
See,
that makes sense.
I think it might be through your, you know, this podcast people like, and might be, you know, this all big people who is sitting on the top might able to save billion of pound of NHS. Okay. See, why I'm saying that? Sometimes, like, it's a small, simple error. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You had a bit of gastritis due to any reason. You went to see your general practitioner, right? Great. They will put you on some proton pump antacid or proton pump inhibitor. Can you imagine? Sometimes this patient will keep on taking that for 20 years.
Oh,
how much money we are wasting.
Yeah.
How much money actually is getting wasted.
Mm.
Every month is just antacid. That's it. You keep on taking proton pump inhibitors. Millions of pounds can getting wasted every single day. Patients doesn't need it, because they're not very keen to educate patients that for gastritis what changes you need to do.
Yeah.
You in your diet, in your lifestyle, they don't have time for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's very easy to write the proton pump inhibitor, get the money wasted, is no problem.
Yeah.
Somebody's taking painkiller, you just can get into repeated painkillers.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's taking antidepressant, he's getting antidepressant for 10 years, 15, 20 years. There's no, might be you don't get a secondary assessment, either you really need it.
And then, well, it becomes a fear, doesn't it?
Yes,
yeah.
It's become a fear, you know. And nobody take, you know, another thing, somebody asked me these questions, obviously, this morning itself.
Wow.
Why they don't do that? I think, you know, the way we turn the society out, we create the fear in the society.
Mm-hmm.
You do this, this will happen. Now who's going to take the responsibility and liability? So fine, you carry on.
Because
somebody has to be bold and to take that accountability and responsibility if they really want to transform the society in a positive way and want to do something better. Otherwise, people will keep on doing the mistakes.
Exactly. And that's the thing. So it's like you're saying, it's like an education.
Yes.
Because if you're learning about the patient is learning and understanding themselves.
That's right.
Sometimes, you know, even for myself, I think sometimes you're doing something, you have a problem, and you're thinking, well, I don't know why this is happening. You haven't got the answers, but
yes,
you keep doing the same
same
pattern.
Yes.
So, yeah, that makes
and
sense.
And here is very understanding. Obviously, you raise these questions here. In Ayurveda, we have a very specific tools, you know, way of examination and understanding the patients. It's know about body, mind, constitution. By looking on my patients and by understanding his lifestyle, I'm able to assess so many things. You cannot believe that if you can, I can tell you 20 things about you, just I have met you only a few minutes before, that you cannot believe that. How
go
Dr.
on.
Shokes know that?
Go on.
Trust me, I can tell you. The reason is not about it's a magic.
Mm.
It's about the in-depth understanding. The your patient, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's element, you know, what is actually dominated by. It depends what disease he's prone to.
Thank you so much for joining us today on Serenity Speaks, Conversations on Wellness, with Dr. Ashok of Dr. Ashok's Clinic in Birmingham and West Bromwich. Join us next Sunday for part two of our conversation with Dr. Ashok, where he explains why he believes that autoimmune diseases are on the increase. Till then, take care.
Take care. Stay well.